Hello, I'm on the air. This is Kathy Cook, and I'm bridging wisdom tonight with my best friend that passed away. He's over on the other side. He was my best friend since first grade. He passed away on Sunday. Jeff Gosnell, I call him Gosnell, Robert, Jeffrey Robert Gosnell, Bellicella. He was an amazing man. He instilled a lot of wisdom into my heart. He's the one that has taught me so many things about the history of our religion and the spiritual war that seems to be continuously going on from Ra, the pyramids, the pagans, the Christian crusaders, Jesus, Buddha, all of the history. He studied it deeply, and I know he's happy. He's finally found peace. And East Mecklenburg, East Eagles, we rock. We've got a good support group. And, you know, the Eagles, a strong, strong, strong bird. I want to tell you a little bit of a story. First, I want to say angel halos all around, all that are in the storm view of Isaac, and especially to Cosmic Observer, my dear, dear friend from the TNT News Trader BBS Radio. And she is safe, her animals are safe, her family, and has so many people right there. She's the one I was talking about last week with the animal. She can talk to the animal. She's an amazing woman, and I love her. I love her so much. I love everybody at BBS Radio. I love everybody's messages that have been coming out lately. We finally got on the right track here, and we finally are in the truth and the knowing instead of the deceit and the lies. And you know, people lie a lot, I've noticed, and as my mother puts it, they believe their lies. They twist it enough to inside their thoughts, they believe it. And we just can pray for these people. I want to give a shout-out to this person, this radio station, I just tuned into today, and really touched me, really, really touched me. This gentleman named Drake has really touched my soul, and this gentleman named Josh, Josh Light, it was his radio station. You can find that on the TNT News Trader. I want to thank all the people that continuously work so hard for our freedom in our parts of Ron Paul. Yeah, we got to thank Ron Paul. He is a freedom man. And we got to thank President Obama for all that he's doing. And Romney. All of them. Because they're all out for the betterment of what they believe is right. And what they believe to be true in their path. And I respect them all. I respect everyone. And I want to just say, when I fuss and holler and scream out loud, if I had known that so many people could really hear it, I would have just toned it down just a little bit. But when I fuss, and it touches me, my teachers out there are teaching me something that's in my own innards, my own self. Because if it aggravates me or it flusters me, I think of you guys as a shaman walk, because a shaman has to clean everything out that bugs them, bothers them, hurts them, aggravates them, whatever, in order to get further out there into the gifted world. I say we're in the fifth dimension because there's seven layers to heaven, and five is change, and five is the star, and five is the pentagram, five is the pinnacle, five is the pentagon, five is the Pentecostal. I am a Pentecostal, but I highly respect everything. I just don't pray to anything but Jesus, through Jesus Christ, because I want one channel. You know, if I had to pray to all these things, I wouldn't know what to do. I mean, I have one and one only, and that is each and every individual's right of free will to be able to choose who they pray to, or how they get their messages. channeling is a channel. You think of that, everybody, because you can take channels are frequencies, and it's a fine tune frequency to be able to tune in to somebody on the other side. It's a fine tune frequency. I like a hair. Because if you're not right on that hairline, tightrope, as I put years and years and years ago, we walk a tightrope in this world. We walk a very strong, hardcore tightrope. And sometimes it sways. And if your foot goes from one side or to the other and you don't know your balance one foot in front of the other, my gosh, looking straight ahead, not up, not down, but straight ahead. The fork in the road is just that. Like a forked tongue. It's like a fork. Tuning fork. It is a fine, fine, mighty fine, straight, narrow tune. And I just want to get that out there, and I just want to say, I have found some an amazing interconnection symbolic meaning. My tree that died a couple of weeks ago, right after Puppy passed away, the bark in the tree has been amazing. I took pictures of the split of the arm of it. As I said, my arm got really hot that night, like a burn, and I couldn't breathe. And the next morning I woke up and my rain tree was split in half. I took pictures of it. I drew a picture of it. In 2000, just exactly like it. But I want to say, trees do have feelings, but we don't feel the tree's feelings. We get the messages from the trees. At least I don't feel it. I don't like empathic, because if I'm empathic, I carry like a karma vehicle, like a empathic vehicle, other people's pain, love, hate, drama, the different masks that people wear, the different hats they change into, the different personalities. We all have many multiple personalities. We have a work personality. We have a play personality. We have a love personality. We have a child personality. We have an adult personality. We have a study personality. We have a need personality. We have a free will personality. It goes on and on and on and on and on. So, yes, everybody has many personalities. I want to say also that the tree, as it split, you could see inside the bark. It looked like a Indian head nickel, you know, the wooden nickel. And it was looking up, and you could see on the sides of the trunk that stayed, it looked like a person or a child reaching for that Native American-looking thing. And right above that, it looked like a old Confederate-type soldier, maybe a World War I soldier with the rounded little hat with the mustache and everything. Y'all aren't going to believe this. I was out there. I haven't put anything out there yet where it split because it's leaves are done, but it did have a baby for me. It was amazing. Right at the end of the sidewalk and the driveway where the tree meets the corner, it's about maybe I'd say a sapling of about 3 feet tall. I couldn't believe it. It's dying, and I'm using the wood, every bit of it. I was looking at the ring, because every ring inside of a trunk is how old the tree is, or the limb, or the branch. You can count the little rings to the center. And that's how you know how old the tree is. I don't know where I learned that. I think from a granddaddy hill. But, you know, that's just a little something for somebody. I was looking at the cut, you know, where it's left now. And I have put on the TNT News Trader, it was talking to me. It was telling me about this, I don't know what it was. It was something, my body, my head shook a little bit to the left, and I could feel the earth shifting. I'm very in tune to stuff like that. And it was, I was facing kind of north. No, I was facing southwest. If you think of the earth as a clock, because I don't do time. Everything is at the moment. You know, for me, I don't look forward ahead, but I do plan, but I don't look at time, but I have a past history timeline that I can follow for my trail of where I have my tears, red rose, which is in the south. That is why I keep a timeline of my trail of tears. Happy and sad, good and bad, loving, discernment, and passion. The depths of the love that you have for someone, the depths of anger and hatred you can have when split up or upset with someone. Bear with me with the slow pulling off the band-aid of my heart with the man that I was going to marry, Michael. We have gone on separate paths, and we just are. He is a very good and wonderful dear man, loving with all my heart, mind, spirit, and soul. But right now, we've got to do what we need to do for ourselves, and I can't do anything but for me right now, and maybe he is doing something for him right now. Let's pray for him and his legs, and his help, his getting back on the internet, and getting back out there. And with that, I want to talk about the tree again. When I took pictures of the tree the other day, where that piece that had split off had somehow jumped to the other side of the living part of the tree. And I kept the part that was split. I was very particular about how they cut the person that came out to take care of that tree and cut it. I kept that part, and it's not, it, you can see where it was embedded like a mold, but now it's on the, you know, like a rise in the other side of the tree, and it wasn't there, I promise. I took every kind of angle of the picture. It jumped to the other side, and there's a bear in there, and there's a bear cave, and then the bear cave turns into looking like a Bigfoot. There is any and all things. If we don't use our logic, but we use our symbolic creativity, right side of the brain, see the message through, like I read leaves in a tree. I go inside the trees of where the light is just think of the clouds as how you read the clouds. You can see the movements of them. But with the trees, you can literally, first time I ever learned to read and see auras, it's just so beautiful. Go outside when it is just about, you know, just as dark as you can find a spot, but enough of a skyline where the stars make a halo for our heavenly crown on earth, or the moon, which is just a blanket of beauty. But you think of the leaves. You look through the leaves. Don't try to focus, but veer through them to where you can see the auras of the leaves. Just they vibrate off of one another. Now, when this tree at Rain Tree died, I did not know why my plant that I've had for like 12 years that I got for Mother's Day, called the J.C. Pooh plant, it started, the first limb came off of it for the first time ever. I love these plants so much that Taylor, my nephew on Marty's side, my ex-husband's side, he has the place for flowers. He is in all the magazines and everything. He's just amazing, phenomenal. Shout out to Taylor. Taylor O'Shield, I call him Tato Shake. He has a dog just like Doug, my engineer at BBS Radio, the co-owner with Don. And hello, Seth. Anyway, Seth is another engineer, right? He's an amazing, amazing artist in the floral department. But that plant, Mady was his, the godmother, woo-woo, of my children, that you've heard me woo-woo to her. And she's been on, she picked the leaf up. It's like an old Christmas tree. And it started out as a little sapling, maybe about a foot, and it's probably about 7 feet, 6 feet tall. You know, I don't know. It's probably up to my nose. But you got to count the roots, you know. But let me just tell you, she picked that limb off like a little orange. She says, always put your dead leaves and limbs back into the soil so they can re-germinate themselves. And Puppy died right after that, like maybe 2 hours later. Y'all, active listening audience, that tree started dying puppy had run around and around and around it when she was having her brain rupture. And, you know, I thought that, and she kept laying under it. So I didn't know she was so sick. My focus was really on something else, trying to figure out something else in my heart. And I know she was trying to tell me that she, because she kept looking out the windows in the liquid mirror, and, you know, there's no portal there except for she thought that she could get out there. Every night at 10:30, 10:38 to be exact, you can ask several people. My Uncle Ron, the profound composer that does ballet compositions, and his wife Peggy were here, and I said, watch, every night at 10:38 till 5 till 11, she barks at the ceiling at something, lays on her back and rolls around, and it's like somebody's playing with her. And so many people, Mady, I told Mady about it. Sure enough, Michael, everybody saw Puppy since we moved back to this house after the mold took it. Something came with it, and Cyanina loved her. And I know that she knew that there was something out there. Because when she was passing away with that brain aneurysm, her legs wouldn't stop running. And she kept going around and around in circles. It's weird. She went around to the left 2-3 times, then went back around to the right. After she ran the whole house, she did the circle of the sofa. She did the circle of the every piece of everything in this house, every table. But she went to the left, around and around and around. Then she'd go to the right, around. It was awful, but I couldn't. I'm looking back at it now, and I'm looking at how metaphysical that dog really is and was. And anyway, what I'm getting to is, it's so amazing how deep I can see into the meanings of things more and more with each broadcast I listen to. And each person that I say and speak, because it exposes things that have really been very deep into my soul. I'm going to tell you what, the best show that I heard in a long time, I've got a shout out to my buddy, Lance White, a Fireside Chat, Zany Mystic, and his guest on Saturday, Susie. I'm going to tell you, that was one profound show. I have offered for Lance to come on to Bridging Wisdom because we're all bridging. We're all making the bridge to wisdom. And I don't know if y'all know this or not, but wisdom, according to the Bible, is a female. I mean, like Mother Earth is the female, you know? Mother Earth, Mother Wisdom. Isn't that something? It's the first, Proverbs 3:1, the first gain of wisdom is to fear God. I pondered that until a couple of weeks ago. I finally got it. We're here to conquer fear. That's what we're here to do. I know I am. I've known that a long time. I'm here to conquer fear. But fear has many masks, and fear is a seed of deception, and fear is a response that we have to dig out of ourselves from way deep, long, long ago. My girlfriend, Anna, Banana Montana, she was in Charlotte. She does art with me. We took 5 years of art classes together, so combined together with CPCC, that made my 168 credits out. Because we took private classes that were very, very difficult, very tedious of painting. I learned, and we used graphite paper and tracing paper, and we did it on wood. And sometimes we did it on, you know, other things, but it's called toll painting. But what I have come up with now, and I would love to teach it. Somehow, I am so computer illiterate, I'm beyond dumb when it comes to that. It's just, I'm very, 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 think of me like an Einstein's what they have discovered, you know, with my intense learning disabilities. I am extremely brilliant with a very high 143 IQ, but I am very dyslexic, and words and things get all mumbled up, you know, when I try to put it out there. I don't know. Somebody said that there was a program where you could speak it into the computer and it writes for you. I'm going to have to look into that. Dadgum. But then again, I wonder if he could pick up my thick y'all southern drawl. Thank you, Lance and Susie, because that's what woke my ass up, that broadcast. I would love to hug Susie for being such a, you know, the round table, the lazy Susan. But I bet my sister's name is Susan, my blood sister. And her spirit was so humbling and so knowing wise and so gentle. Gentle. And Lance has the most amazing book out. Go and check out Saturday night, A Fireside Chat, and listen to that archive. I listen to a lot of archives. I listen to, you know, I try to keep up. And I try to, what I do is I listen to one person or one broadcaster several times. And then to keep that personality going and that understanding of that teaching going, and then I'll move to another station and really dedicate my listening ear to it. Because if I put too many personalities out there, like As You Wish, my brother James, oh my gosh, he is amazing. His guests and people that he has, he's just a, I just want y'all to all, I don't know if James minds me saying this, but send healing to his back, because I can feel that his back hurts pretty deep. I don't know what it's about, but I don't know. Maybe it's just send love and care to everybody that you think that little trigger comes into your head, because Jeff Gosnell, last week, he gave me a stone that was written on him. He got it at the Unity Church, and he dated it, and he got it New Year's Eve. He brought that to me. But all my stones were taken off my shaman altar. Not all of them, but most of them. I did give a package, my pouch, my shaman pouch, full of special things to this lady from Scarlet Boutique. And she's got a lot of my stones and stuff. I knew that something was about to happen with, you know, stealing from a shaman's altar. As Michael puts it, ain't a good thing, but hey. Maybe somebody will bring those gifts back to me and put them on my front porch, or either put them around Rain Tree, because I know that my neighbors are all part of BDS too. They're, you know, I've been with BDS for how long now? 2006 or 7, December. My mom said it was my family. I want to tell you. Now let's get back on track. I'm sorry. Sorry if something intentional. Use that, scratch that. I apologize or pardon me for getting off the track. I'm going to try really hard to keep my train of thought on track. My train of thought on track. Okay? Blessed be. What is blessed be? Is that pagan, Wiccan? Blessed be, blessed be. Army none that we can read. What's the attitude? Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the gentle, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Now, do you see that part right there? Jesus is the Son of God, right? He's a Jew, right? We are all sons and daughters of God. He is our brother. He is our Father in heaven, and He is the Holy Spirit that I channel, one channel. And He is all I need, because His is the Holy Ghost. And I want to be like Him. I want to be as Christ-like as I can, because that's what I choose. I love to study a Buddha, but I have never studied Buddha. But for some reason, I act like a Buddha. I even look like one. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the sons of God. Blessed are those who have been persecuted. Blessed are those who have been persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom in heaven. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely on account of me, which is God. Blessed are you when men cast insults at you, which means me, and persecute me, and shall say all kinds of evil against me falsely on the account of God, on account of Jesus. Boy, can I vouch for that one. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward in heaven is great. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has become tasteless, how will it be made salty again? It is good for nothing anymore, except for to be thrown out and trampled underfoot by men. You are the light of the world, a city set on a hill that cannot be hidden. Nor do men light a lamp and put it under their peg measures, but on the lampstand. And it gives light to all those that are in the house. Let your light shine before men in such a way that may see your good work and glorify your Father who art in heaven. That is my beatitude. And Drake even mentioned Beatitudes today on the TNT thing he did. I don't really know much about the movement. I'm not going to get into that right now. Just thank you, all my teachers, for that helps me to be a better person, and it helps me to get more focused into the depths of being able to see the auras and the trees. Oh, I didn't tell you about the reading clouds and reading the trees. Okay, what you do is you find a couple of trees. It's good to have a couple, one or two. But at nighttime or daytime, it doesn't matter. Look at the green, the leaves on the trees. Focus through the leaves. You'll see the auras at night, right on the edges of them. But if you look and need a message ever, look at the clouds or looking through the trees. The trees will become what you need to see. And as quickly as you see it, as quickly as that wind moves them away. So remember, what is in the wind? What is the breath? Who breathed the nostril out of the dust and made blue and made Adam? Right, that story? But also I want to say, we're the wind. God is the wind. It's a mystery. We can't see it. Let me find something for you. It's in John. I've read the Bible a lot, but I don't read it a lot. I haven't read it in a long time. I don't know. It's like the wind. Where is that? It's about how God is the wind. You don't know where it is. You can't see it. But the sound of it and its roar. And that's our breath. That's us speaking out. And that is a storm, or here it is, John 3:8. Wait, yeah, John 3:8. The wind blows where it wishes, and you hear the sound of it, but do not know where it comes from and where it is going. So is everyone who is born of the Spirit. And you think of the storm we're having. Think about that. The storm that the Native American grandmothers, Grandmama Twalinich heard, my son grandmother, at the 12-sided lodge. She is a Two Wolf clan, and she's the name Two Wolves. It's a wolf clan. But I am not saying that all things resonate, you know, in the teachings, just like in school. Some stick, some go to the side for later, and some you just dump. But she told me about her, she gave us a piece of corn the first time when we visited. She said, that'll give us 7 years of harvest. And one kernel of corn will make 7 to 12 stalks of corn, you know, enough to eat. And that year we learned to live off the land in case of nuclear. Everything that's happening now, she told us. And she got it from her granddaddy and grandma. And, you know, her mom and daddy. She passed it on. I have no secrets. I'm not a secret keeper. If anybody needs me, my email is on the front page, on my profile page. And KathyCook@BridgingWisdom.com. That's Kathy with a C, KathyCook@BridgingWisdom.com, or you can email me at BridgingWisdom, BridgingWisdom@me.com, BridgingWisdom@me.com, or heck, even give me a phone call. I am not one to join any group. That's just like a religion. A religion is a controlled environment. I'm Pentecostal, which is charismatic, non-denominational in my walk with Christ, because I do not like to be in any denomination. I do not, even through school, I was a one that respected and walked around every single group, because I don't see color, race, or creed. I just don't. I don't see color, race, or creed. We're all children. It's our red and yellow, black and white. We're all precious in the Creator's thought. God loves us so much. And, you know, the manifestation of Jesus. I'm on, you know, I'm not trying to push Jesus on anybody, but I want to answer a few focuses in my energy field that I allow in there. You know, Jeff Gosnell taught me this, the gentleman that this is dedicated to. Paganism is the oldest religion on the face of this earth, which is Wiccan. And what happened was the sun god, Ra, which is the sign of the eye of Horus, you know, the all-seeing eye, is on the pyramids beside King Herod, which King Herod was any king, you know, para. Okay, well, on King Herod, he had the slaves build the pyramids, cast out the cornerstone. It's going to be the strongest stone on the building that is cast out. The one that picks it up and builds is going to be the strongest. And I feel very cast out at times. I feel like I'm a stone that was cast out. And I feel like I have built my heart and mind, body, spirit, and soul every day. Another stone, any stone, good, bad, or indifferent, builds my treasures up in heaven and here on earth. Now, if you think about the stone, people, you can look inside the stone. Don't try to make logic out of it, but just look at the lines and focus through it. What I mean by focusing through something is glare off as if you're just daydreaming. Okay? Just daydream into the stone. There was half the time I don't know what is right, you know, real and not real, when I'm halfway running through something on the internet. I wanted to look up the Malayans because I don't watch much TV, but when I do, I pick and choose from something that comes on the computer. And I went to this National Geographic place, and on the wall was a black looking, like an ink blot. I don't know whether it was in the stone or, you know, it has to have been in the stone because it was embedded in there. And if you take the stone that I put on the TNT News Trader, it's right under Tom. I think I called it Tom. I don't know. It goes along with something that was at the exact time. I don't remember now, but I did the numbers, and I was just told to put it out there, and it goes along with the clock, the grandfather clock in the third eye. There we go. I'm back to the beginning of when I started this broadcast. Okay. I was laying in the bed and my head shook, okay? Just real inside, because my head is a pendulum. I can ask myself anything. I get a yes or no. If I need to know something, my head will literally go back and forth inside. Nobody can see it. And it shook over to the left temple lobe. And I was leaning, my third eye has felt like a band around it at times. I can't explain it, but that means it's opening up deeper. I don't really need to see a remote view. I just see inside of my own heart, not anybody else. I wouldn't tap a soul. I could do it. I could read the inside guts of somebody. But that is so disrespectful and breaking and entering. Because we all have an aura around us, three or four or five layers of an aura, seven actually, but, you know, that person could be driving down the road, and I tap into them and take them off of their focus, and I could harm them. That's why when someone reads someone, that's good and well and fine, but when you start reading somebody for somebody, you are tapping an energy that is just not cool. That's like breaking and entering. And just like when I go and get something, I always get a gift. Because it's, the Native Americans, we call it a giveaway. When I am blessed with an understanding and I acknowledge it from the leaves, the tree people, the four-legged, the winged creatures, the stone people. Yes, I'm going to talk about you too, Red. Tell Hulk in just a minute. Okay, and the red zapper. Let me just say, that stone that came from John DeBoer, my good, dear buddy, he is the most amazing flute player. He's been on BBS before. He has a storyteller's flute, but he also has a band that is just amazing, the Stumps. Now, isn't that ironic, John DeBoer, the Stumps? And the stone people have been talking to me. And check him out. Go to the Storyteller's Flute. The Storyteller's Flute, John DeBoer. Amazing man. And his wife, Raven, she made me some pouches with some stones in them. She put two stones in each pouch, and on the bottom she put the symbols of what the message was. And I am on the white pouch. I just can't get off that white pouch. And there's a blue stone. It looks like, you know, the stone that you could pick up here, but it is an exact replica of the stamp that was on the National Geographic Malayan thing. But then again, its mouth was just like the lining of the pouch. So you can't really take... My first thought was, wow, yeah. And then I went, hey, wait a minute. The grays are at it again. The alien grays, which is the computers, which is the machine, because they're man-made. They're made out of from a science project. Think of it like that. The grays are machines. Now, the greens are the green movement, you know. Everything's alien. Aided until someone pays it attention. alienated. So we're all aliens when we're by ourselves, right? Extraterrestrial. We're all extraterrestrials because we're all seeking something of a mystery. We're all seeking our way home. But we're you. What is you? What is you? God. You. Man. Which is us. Being. Right? Let's take that apart again. Human being. I have some papers and stories on that somewhere. I don't know where. But if you think of you, H-U, that's God, representation of God, right? You, one, and that's the Buddhism, you know, Tibet. You. I think, I'm not sure, but I know that the monks are one, you know, like that. Now I can't carry a tune, so branch the tunology. I'm in tune spiritually, but vocally, hey, wait a minute. I'm still getting it. Now listen. You, man, M-A-N, human, God, man. God is a man. God, man, right? From a me to a we. Look at that. Okay. B. The word B is, if you go to the Webster Dictionary, gosh, I'd say it was in '80s before they changed, you know, not the last edit, but the one before that. It's two before, okay? B means be all. Be all means God. God is all things. Great. Oh, he made out of his image. He breathes. Because out of his image, they all things. Now, B-I-N-U-H-U-God, and then the letter G, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. That's the seventh letter, which is completion, right? That God created the world in 7 days, okay. And what is it? It's a mystery. Because like the, you know, the tower that leans, the leaning tower, the mysteries in the world, it's the seven colors of the rainbow, which is the Hopi prophecy, which is the rainbow, which is the pot of gold at the end of the rainbow, which is the leprechaun, which is the unicorn. And did you know the unicorn is an ox in the Bible? It represents an ox. Okay, now we're going to go to the seven primary colors. We'll go to the 7 days of the week. We'll go to the seven. Just keep going 24/7. Just do it yourself, man. Don't look at other people's work when you're doing your own thing. Okay? That's just a heads up. That's why I don't study other people's stuff. What does it mean to me? Like the number five. That's a change number. Why? Because when I learned math, okay, I learned by dots. One dot was one. One dot and then one under it was two. One at the top, one at the bottom, then one to the side, like a little sideways pyramid, was a three. Then four together, you know, two on one side and two on the other, which makes a box. Then the five was a box, but it had a dot in the center. It stood alone. It changed. You see? And then there's the six has three dots on one side, three dots on the other side, which makes six dots. And then you have the seven, which is just like the six, but you add a one, dot to the side, and keep going like that. Now, I want to just stress that I had a math tutor all my life. I cannot do math. Boy, I can do. I want to tell you, and when you're doing numbers, when it's something spiritual, look at your time on your clock, okay? When you feel like you're getting a message, if you feel something pulling at you or just a thought that's come two or three times, look at the clock. And I only have a clock on my computer or my cell phone, or I'll have to ask somebody. But put those numbers down. I use those numbers as my spiritual numbers, my frequency numbers. And to me, a frequency, like if there's a lesser than number, you know, on the left side, say you get a like a 13, okay? If you're just doing a number thing for yourself or somebody, then you would add those two numbers, which would be a 4. If you're doing a frequency number, like a timeline for a timestamp of a symbolic meaning, what I do is I take that 1 and 3, I will reduce it because it'll become a 2. Why? Because it is a frequency. And a frequency is taking the lower number, which is the left side, numerator and denominator, greater than, less than. You know those little angle signs? You know, the little B to the side and the B to the left. That means less than, B to the right is the greater than. Okay, if the number is like a 28, just hypothetically, then that would be, if I'm doing, you know, the time would be 1:03, you know, like 1:30 and 28 seconds, which would be a 1:03, okay, which would be a 2, okay, and a 2:08 would be a 6. Whoa! Look at that. 2 and 3 is a 5. We're in some change, and we're in the fifth dimension. Because why? What is the fifth dimension to me? What is that to me? It is just a, you know, like worries like a rocking chair gets me nowhere. It's a change number. We're coming more into realizing that science, you know, God bless science. God bless it. Respect it. Because it can blow up in your face. Because all science is either a theory or it's a, what do you do in lab class? An experiment. Practice. And it's never completely correct. Because it keeps on having more and more. Because when you seek and ask questions, that's me. You as a third person. You being a third person. When one's, I'm going to use the word one, that means anybody. When one is seeking an understanding, then the knowledge will be there with the wisdom that it can be applied to. If I seek my understanding of something and not the answer, because to me, more answers follow more questions. And there you have it. It's an anonymous, completely anonymous, continuous thing. It doesn't know who it is. It doesn't know where it's going because it's always questioning. You know, it's a void kind of thing. You know, if you think of what is a question mark, it is something that doesn't have any name to it. It doesn't have any identity. So therefore, that's exactly what the question is, because with more questions, more questions, answer questions. It's a loop. Let me rewind. Okay, now we're going to go back. I'm just going to put some personality in here. Okay, we're going to go back to one of my other favorite sayings. Is I took photography for every photography class I could, developing my own film, to learning to burn the parts that I did not have enough, you know, that were too dark. Like if I took some photographs with the black and white film, 35 millimeters, I used the Pentax K1000. Love that camera. But in the dark room, you go in and you know, take the film out and put it in this little canister. All in the dark, you have to feel your way through it. And I used to love to put ice water in with the, you know, after the developer, and it cracked my film, you know, like, and then as soon as I put the ice water in, instead of just regular lukewarm water when you clean the developer off and the little thing that can't see the light yet, I would put freezing cold water and then immediately poured it out and put the warm water, and it set it. It's just like with our hair. When you wash it, if you take really hot water, when you warm wash, and you should always fill your hair with cold water. And you should not wash your hair, but in absolute necessities, or just the scalp. Let me just say that about the hair. Because the hair is the root, you know. That's our DNA. Okay. Am I bouncing too much, everybody? I promise, I'm not meaning to. It's just Kathy Cook, Kathy Hill Cook, here in Charlotte, North Carolina. Today is the 28th of August, 2012, for the timestamp. And let me just say, I don't know what time it is. Good night. And I'm scared to touch the cell phone because I might turn it off. Not wanting to know. I'm on cell phone right now. Oh, it's 8:50, about 5 more minutes. Let's just say I am grateful. I am grateful for each and every lesson. And if I scorned anybody, I don't even know what that means, but it didn't feel good on my heart when somebody said I scorned. And it's always, it's like a coin. Just like it takes this and that, like yin and yang, positive and negative, black and white, light and dark, night and day. Everything has its opposite, and everything has it, and the opposites attract, like a magnet. There's two sides to every story. Judge ye not, lest ye be judged. Take the log out of my own eye before I can see the speck in my brother's eye. Hearsay is hearsay. Tapping, reading, mind reading, whatever you want to call it, mind control, whatever. It's a practice. And even though one can try to feel the feeling through what the message says in the neurotransmitters that are the synapses that fire. And what is a synapse? It's but the short story, the run-up of the whole novel, the book of life. A synapse is in our brain, and it, think about how, think of a room, okay? Put yourself in a room all by yourself. Think of the eye, the windows as your eyes, okay? Think of your mouth as the door. Yeah. And think of the room as your body. All right? Let's do that. I'm doing this. I've done this before, I think. I'm not sure. Okay. Now, say a person comes in, and that makes a dyad. Now we're in sociology. But, in you know, two people, that's a dual dyad. And then say they bring somebody in, and they go, well, any friend of yours is a friend of mine. That's a triad. That's three. Now they bring somebody in. All of a sudden the room is so full, but think of that as thoughts. It's the same thought, the same process. Thoughts have feeling. People go, do thoughts follow energy or do energy follow thought? I'm going to think about that one logically right now. If I'm in a room by myself, which is my body, and I'm my windows to the soul, my door, my mouth, may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable inside all. Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Okay. Now, if I have all these same similars keep coming in, that makes enough to where you're going to have to move. It's going to go out into the hallway. It's going to go down the hall. You know, like a conglomerate. It has to move out. And that's when the synapses fires. It triggers in your brain. And it's called a neurotransmitter. And it shoots a spark into the energy, shoots in, and that's the thought, okay? That's when the thought is routed. All the little specks, like little atoms or the people, you know, the little, like maybe say, you know, similarities that pop in. And our brain, if not totally meditating on a continuous basis, which is quietening your mind, and like I think of it like a Roto-Rooter, I would envision my brain being like a snake at the Roto-Rooter. And that's how I learned to meditate and saying one word, light. But I would always acknowledge my thoughts. I acknowledged the thought, and I would think about it in 5 minutes or write about it. But if acknowledged the thought that was triggered in the neurotransmitters of the synapses, then It's okay, because that's a sub, like a substitute, that's a subconscious. And a subconscious just wants to be acknowledged. Once you acknowledge it, it loses its power. Just like a bait on a hook, okay? Let's think of the fishnet hose. Let's think of the net. Let's think of the internet. The internet, our inner box, our inner self, inside box, internet. Okay. The food for thought before I close is this. If you bait a hook, which is a thought, okay, seeking for the thought, that's your bait on a hook. You throw it out to go fishing, food for thought. When the bait is taken from the hook, from the dish, which feeds our spirit, our soul, or whatever, the fish is the symbolic meaning of Christianity. But now the Christianity is put on a star. So the symbol of the fish is now put on a star pointing up, like Star David or whatever star you want to look at. Killing Orion, the 42nd, Uncle Harry, the big rabbit hunt, Christmas, Merry Christmas. Okay, but if you think of that fish, the hook has bait, and that's your thought. The bait is your fault. The bait is what you're seeking. The bait is what everyone in the world is seeking. And in a question, answer, or an analysis, or, a formula, whatever. And when the hook has lost its bait, then that thought has no more power because it's answered in an understanding. Now, my self is powerless. I only am powerful if I allow other. Here's the thing about the power thing. I'm powerless over what others think, feel, see, and anything of me. Just like I cannot make my children pick up something on the floor. I can tell them to or ask them to, but I'm powerless over if they do it or not. And if they decide to mull over and contemplate and feed off of being, busted about not picking something up, then that I have gained their power because they are thinking about me in any way, shape, or form. That's when you have someone's power. So I'm powerless over people, places, and things because what they think of me is none of my business, quite frankly. Terry Lynn Whitaker, I love you. It's her book. What You Think of Me is None of My Business. She teaches real guilt and false guilt, all that stuff. She's fantastic. My first teacher was Williamson, though. A miracle. Of course, a miracle. I never did read it, but I read some of her books. Hey, I'm out of time. It's been a great hour. I can't wait to hear what I had to say because I learned so much from what is inside my soul. Remember, speak it out. Learn from yourself. Get it out of yourself, but bless it. Blessed be one's name. Blessed be all. Blessed be Nasim. And the God is love. I love you, Eve. God bless.